Let's hit the roads with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you, mate?
I'm still battling on there, Andrew.
That's the way. Mate, everyone knows I'm a bit of a fan of the Peugeots, and you've got a new Peugeot to have a chat about.
2008. Well, sorry, 2008 is probably the better way to say it. Hmm. A small SUV. Now, we talked previously about the Toyota Yaris Cross, which fits into a similar sort of market. This Peugeot is a little bit of the older style, although with well-developed technology, particularly the GT. On the outside, it looks like a very practical, I think, nicely designed SUV. It sits a bit tall, looks like a tall station wagon. But when you drive the GT, oh, it brings back memories of that classic Peugeot, the 205 GTI, that little boxy hot hatch. It feels like that. It's got a lovely sounding engine. You've got modern technology of paddles on there that you can change. It sounds good. I happened to drive one down some twisty roads in the wet weather. Now, I didn't go crazy, but it was certainly sure-footed. And I thought that just, it was, to me, a wonderful memory of what motoring has been, can be, and should be in some areas.
When they talk rally bred, when they use that term, it really does relate to Peugeots, because that 205, as you say, even the 206s that came after it were fantastic little beasts.
Yeah, and isn't that an interesting image? Now, Peugeot has been playing on its image, and I had a lovely chat, and I put it up on the internet on our website with Kate Gillis, their managing director. But we didn't just talk about cars. We talked about the quality and the image. Now, Kate's background is she worked for Waterford Crystal.
Right.
Which was, an elegant product.
Yeah.
And it took on image. Now, Peugeot is 210 years old. Now, obviously, that's before the motor car. They were into steel and then got into what might be very modern things now, coffee mills and pepper grinders and salt shakers and things. And so it was an image that had behind it a lovely, like Waterford Crystal, great quality. But it was more than just driving. It's an interesting way of how you manage a brand and how you might do it. I suggested that she give a pair of salt and pepper shakers with Peugeot logo on it away to every new owner. And so it means that at a dinner party, you've got something to talk about other than just trying to waffle on about the 0 to 100 time of your latest car. Am I on the right track there, or what do you think?
Well,
Andrew?
It all depends on the next question that I'm about to ask you. If I would like to go and get myself a 2008 Peugeot and bring it to the Harper Hunter, how much will I be paying, and will I feel that I deserve salt and pepper shakers with it?
A, you'll be paying a lot, and B, I think that infers that desire to get something extra might be it. The allure starts at $35,000, and GT's $44,000 for a small SUV. I can rant and rave about how much I enjoyed it, but that is a steep barrier to jump. And they're saying that, well, it's 10% more than the opposition, but it's got 10% more things. Well, A, I think it's a bit more than 10%, and B, how much more, given the technology that Toyota's doing with hybrids and so on, which Peugeot will get into. I hope it succeeds. I love this sort of stuff. But, my checkbook might not stretch that far.
Well, look, having owned a Peugeot in my time, I will say you do get style with a great little vehicle. So to take it for a test drive, at the very least, sounds worthwhile. What do you reckon?
I will suffer the inconvenience of doing that.
Throw yourself on that landmine for us, mate.
Yeah, for the sake of reporting accurately to the program.
All right, and will there be a write-up at drivenmedia.com.au?
Yeah, we'll put some notes together.
All right,
hopefully I might do a video as well.
Looking forward to checking that out. Looking forward to talking more motoring next week with David Brown. Thanks as always, mate.
My pleasure.